You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
You're invited to tune in to the AACML Kingdom Broadcast with Senior Chief Apostle Dr. John Newhouse. AACML is the Apostolic Association of Churches, Ministers, and Leaders International. Please join us each Saturday at 9:30 a.m. here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Hello, this is Richard Stein from All Florida Investigations and Security Services. Today, in the American Christian Church, we have come under increasing threats from those who want to do harm to our church and family. In the United States, we are guaranteed the right to worship our God and to gather in the name of Jesus. We must never shrink back from our God-given rights. However, it has become apparent in today's society the need for common sense security procedures for our places of worship. All Florida Investigations and Security Services will provide free security assessments for your worship location. We provide armed and unarmed security personnel, Code Red active shooter training, staff evaluations and screening, as well as security consulting for any location. We can be reached at 772-595-5335. That's 772-595-5335. Or check us out on the web at securityinflorida.com. Thank you and God bless.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
This is Pastor Tony Foster from Restoration Worship Center in Greenwood, South Carolina. I am coming to Fort Pierce, Florida, to the Truth Church with my good friends, Pastor Jason Baumgartner, to the Voice of Prophecy Power Conference, October the 7th at 7 p.m. I'm looking forward to being with you guys. I believe it's going to be an awesome move of the Holy Spirit. I believe the word of prophecy, the word of wisdom, and the word of knowledge will flow in power. So you don't want to miss it.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
I sat in a church when I was 7 years old, 8 years old, and a woman got up who was in her 70s then, who as a child had cerebral palsy and was knotted up in the fetal position her entire life. Her fingers were crippled like this and her legs were crippled like that, and she was balled up her whole life. And that woman got a word from God that she was going to be healed. She actually died in her bedroom, went to heaven, and God gave her a rose in heaven. And he said, Betty Baxter, you're not going to die. In a week's time, I'm going to heal you. She was resurrected in her bed, woke up and told her mama, she said, go get me a dress. In a week's time, God's going to heal me. And her mama felt bad for her, but didn't believe her, but went and got her the dress. And she said, I want everybody here. I want the doctors here. I want the pastors here. I want them all in the house. And they brought her out in the wheelchair in the living room in the house. And the windows were up because there was no AC back in them days. And they stood around and they began to pray. And the curtains began to blow up from every angle in the room. They weren't blowing out. They were all blowing in from every direction. And she said her bones began to pop. And her fingers begin to pop, and her arms begin to pop, and her legs begin to pop. And she stood up in that house. And when I heard her give her testimony, she was 73 years old at a church in front of 3,000 people in high heels dancing like this. Don't you ever tell me that. My God is mighty. I don't know where these people get off telling me my God ain't supernatural. Come on, amen. Praise the Lord. I didn't mean to get off on that, but it really ticked me off. I mean, that little boy, what is that little movie? That movie, the Heaven is for Real, said that was fake. I'm going to smack him. Michael, you don't have to edit a lot. I'm sorry. Woo! See, we don't need to be. We don't just need grace for today on Sunday. We can get grace when we come in the house and feel good. You need grace all week long. You need to be a blessing all week long. Praise the Lord. Number three, motivators choose daily to obey. We got to choose to stand like Abraham and not drift like Lot. Choose to stand like Abraham, not drift like Lot. See, the problem is most of us believe we can just put our life on cruise control and everything's just going to be fine. I just got to hit the button and I'm gone, Jack. Praise the Lord, singing hallelujah all the way. Cruise control, amen? And we make declarations about our life. We make declarations about our moral life. And we say things like this: I am going to eat healthy for the rest of my life. I'll never touch another French fry. Yeah, I'm preaching to myself. It's okay. Don't look at me. Cover her face. Just put something over King. Don't look at me like that, baby. It's okay. Come on, amen. Anybody ever do that? I will never be mad at people that drive me nuts again. And the moment you say that, you meet somebody that's crazier than the last one, and they drive you nuts. They just take crazy to a whole nother level you didn't even know existed. Come on. But what do? We want to put our life on cruise control. I'm committed. I'm going to get up. Lord Jesus, I am committed. I'm going to get up and pray every day. I will tithe. First bill that comes in, you wasn't expensing. Oh, God. Well, I'll start tithing next week. Listen to me, you can't put life on cruise control. You know why? Because every spiritual decision and every moral decision is really a daily decision. It's something you got to decide to do every day. The Bible calls it a daily walk. It's not an hourly walk. It's not a minute walk. It's not a weekly walk. It's not an annual walk. It is a daily walk that you need daily bread to survive. And you walk daily in this journey by faith. Amen. That's why in Hebrews 2 it says it's crucial that we keep a firm grip on what we've heard and we don't forget it. We need to walk and hear it, amen, and understand it. I mean, people don't go bad all at once. Come on, it just happened. I've never met a girl in third grade that just came up to me and said, Pastor, I can't wait to grow up. I just want to be a prostitute and smoke crack and die before I'm 30. I'm so excited. I never met that person. Come on, amen. It happens over time. Watch this in Genesis 13. Here's Lot. The Bible says this. The Bible says that he looked at and pitched his tent towards Sodom. In other words, he turned his tent and he put the doorway looking down at the city. So when he got up every morning, he looked out and he saw Sodom down there at the bottom of the foothills. And then in chapter 14, it says that he moved his tent down next to Sodom. And then you get over in chapter 19, and it says that he went into the gates of Sodom. Come on, amen. And got involved in Sodom. I mean, the closer he got to Sodom, the more Sodom got in him. The more he entertained Sodom, the more Sodom got in him. Now, you ain't trying no more, amen? Listen to me. You better hear me. Habitual sin is never level ground. It's never level ground. Habitual sin is always a slide downward. Come on, you can't tame it and you can't keep it pinned in. It is always a slide downward. We say things like this, man, don't worry about me. I got this all figured out. I can handle it. Look, it might not even be a big deal. It might just be some little little flirting going on with somebody at work. And you might be doing it because you ain't getting the attention that you need when you get home. Come on now, amen. Oh, pastor, that's cute. That's innocent. That's funny. No, you better be careful. Because what starts with a wink and a nod can end in a baby. Real quick. I'm running them out the door. Praise the Lord. Well, I got to get this loan, so I know I really only make $30,000 a year, but I got to put $34,000 or they ain't going to qualify me. That ain't big stuff, Pastor. I needed to get the loan. The Lord blessed me with a loan. No, he didn't. You lied and got the loan. Come on, amen. I've heard this one a lot. Oh, don't worry, Pastor. I can stop anytime I want to. This ain't controlling me. I can quit anytime I want to. It doesn't control my life. Well, how's that working out for you? I've never had somebody come to me and say, I can control this, that ever really controlled it. Well, I just take one pain pill every day, Pastor. It's just one a day. It keeps me from, you know, my back. 5 months later, what's wrong? I ate my whole bottle of pills. I just had a bad day. Oh, y'all quiet. Is that too much truth too fast for us this morning? I've heard this one. Well, Pastor, if you knew the marriage that I was in, if you only knew what I was married to, you'd understand why I take them 5 pills every night. And me and Johnny Walker have become fast friends. You'd understand, Pastor. Or this one. Pastor, God knows my heart. Well, I'm preaching in everybody's yard this morning. God knows my heart. We're in a committed, loving relationship. He understands. No, he don't. You know better. Come on, amen. Listen, it's not the bottle of alcohol that you dump down every night or all the pills you take. It's are seeking illegitimacy, trying to get illegitimate love in a legitimate way, which you will never be able to do. What kills us and keeps us from intimacy with God is us seeking another source besides God to feel approved of and accepted by. If you take anything in your life, I don't care if it's another man, another woman, a pill, alcohol, whatever it is, if you're using that to make yourself feel complete or better, it is a counterfeit and you're in a downward spiral, baby. It'll take you out. I don't care how good you think you are. It ain't gonna happen. Come on, amen. Number four, I'm gonna give you one more. Motivators advance the kingdom because they are authentic and they are confident. I mean, there's a lot of people in the kingdom of God that are confident, but they're not authentic. They're full of, help me, Jesus, themselves. Come on, amen. A lot of confident people, but they're not authentic. I mean, I'm saying Abraham goes to God and he says, God, you can't do this. You can't destroy this city if there's righteous people mixed in with the wicked people. I mean, he got in God's face. I mean, he got in the angel of the Lord's face. He was standing right there. You can't do this, God. I mean, no, his prayer was good. His prayer was forthright. But his prayer was flawed. Huh? Because he believed that somehow the righteous would never have to suffer with the wicked. And he found out that's not true. A lot of righteous people losing their head over today in the Middle East. A lot of people calling on the name of the Lord as the guy takes the sword out and begins to saw their head off. Who love God with all their heart. It's happening. It's happening right now. Come on, huh? History even proves that when Judah went into captivity in Babylon, not everybody had violated their covenant. There were people that were living in Judah that were living righteously before God, observing and obeying the law of God. But they were still taken captive with the rest of the nation of Judah into captivity and made slaves along with everybody else in Babylon. In Timothy's day, when Paul's writing to him, he said, Timothy, you didn't think it was ever going to get this bad, did you? Timothy, you didn't think life would become this pressurized. But Timothy, I'm telling you, God's grace has the ability to take care of you in the midst of it. You can be confident and you can be authentic no matter what comes your way because His grace is there. You know, God answered Abraham's prayer and He salvaged his family. He got him out of Sodom before, but He didn't save the city. I mean, the city was destroyed. Come on, huh? Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. I'm about to pray. This is what I want you to do. I want you to bow your heads this morning and close your eyes. I want to pray over you today. Some of you in this house today, you're living in a place of brokenness. You got family in brokenness. You got things that are messed up and all jacked up. Some of you in this room this morning, you're in places today in your life that you never thought you would be in. You didn't think this stuff would happen to you. You didn't think you'd have to walk through this. And you experienced brokenness on one level or another. I got good news for you today. He's here to heal you. He's here to make you whole. You don't have to live in bondage to a lie. You don't have to live in bondage to a way of life. You can be free this morning and live the life that God created you to live. And the thing that is broken in you, the thing that has caused so much anguish in you, the thing that has stirred up so much doubt in you, the thing that has held you captive and kept you bound in sin today, He can make you free from that. And you can start your life out in this place on this day. You can walk out of this place a new person, healed from the broken condition of your life. And not only that, He will begin to empower you and shape your destiny so that you'll be able to take what He's done in you and touch this broken world that we live in. You believe that today? All over this room, I'm just going to ask you to search your heart this morning. I know God's dealing with some of you. Listen to me, every area of compromise, when you allow something to happen in your life and the Holy Spirit told you not to do it, has led you away from it and you do it anyway, it takes out your footing. And it opens up the door for the enemy to come into your life and bring more emotional baggage, more frustration, and more discouragement. And although you're believing God's grace is going to bless you and favor is going to fall on your life, you're kicking against the wall of favor because you continue to allow it to go on in your life. He can heal that in you today. He can fix that in you today. And I want to give you the opportunity right now, all over this room, say, Pastor, that's me. I got some broken places in my life. And I want the healer. I want the good King to touch me right where I sit this morning. I want Him to invade my life and put back together the things in my life and the pieces and the parts of me that are in shambles. and make me whole. Give me a renewed purpose, a renewed hope today. Pastor, that's me. If that's you, lift your hand all over this room. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. I'm going to lift your hand. You know God's speaking to you. Father, you see everybody's got their hand up right now. And Father, I speak over them right now in the name of Jesus. And I declare that you are the good King. Father, as these hands are uplifted, Lord, by faith today, I thank you, God, for the manifestation of your healing power to work in every life, every broken area. Lord, every word that's been spoken that has brought destruction. Lord, every event of their life, Lord, that has brought despair. Lord, everything that has happened to them, God, from the time they were born to this day, Lord, that has brought a whirlwind of destruction in their life. God, I break that lie in the name of Jesus today. Father, I declare your people in this house whole, healed, and restored. Your people of destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we declare it. Amen and amen. Come on, do you believe that this morning? Give the Lord a big round of applause. Now listen to me. Many of you raised your hands today. Listen to me. You go out this door. When you go out this door, the enemy of your life is going to try to tell you that that didn't take. I'm telling you, the power of God resides on the inside of you. As soon as you go out the door and the battle starts, you better hear me. You are a person of destiny. And you don't receive it. You keep walking in faith and you keep believing God for the promise of your life. And I guarantee you, as you encounter him on this journey, every time you run into a broken place in your life, he's going to bring you to a place of healing and restoration. You believe that? Father, I declare blessing and favor over everybody in this house today. And I thank you, Lord, for the power of God that's working in all of us. I thank you that Truth Church, Lord, is a lighthouse of hope on the Treasure Coast. Lord, that we will become empowered to change our community for the glory of God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
This is Pastor Tony Foster from Restoration Worship Center in Greenwood, South Carolina. I am coming to Fort Pierce, Florida, to the Truth Church with my good friends, Pastor Jason Baumgartner, to the Voice of Prophecy Power Conference, October the 7th at 7 p.m. I'm looking forward to being with you guys. I believe it's going to be an awesome move of the Holy Spirit. I believe the word of prophecy, the word of wisdom, and the word of knowledge will flow in power. So you don't want to miss it.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
We'll be right back.